The ants go rafting one by one, hurrah, hurrah. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science, saying, no, ants don't raft one by one. Many types of ants are social and act as a team, or in this case, a crew. A team of scientists at the University of California, Riverside were exploring self-assembly in ants. This occurs when ants link together to form structures. In this study, the scientists focused on ants living in areas that frequently flood. These ants make rafts. The scientists did trials with and without brood, aka young ants or crew members in training. The rafts are flatter and more buoyant when brood are present. When removed, the crew members modify the shape of the raft in later floods. They continue to make flatter rafts. So, the ants not only have specialized positions, but they also have great memory. And, no matter what their position, all of them survive. All told, it's a study that's made quite a splash. A very safe splash.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.
This is Sandra. Follow us on Twitter at lohdown.